Everything has just been so crazy lately. It's like the walls are just closing in on me. So I asked a friend if I could borrow her beach house, and she said, of course, they hardly ever use it. So I drove out alone because my husband had to work and he wasn't going to be able to come out until later. When I got there, I was so tired, but it was so beautiful. The wraparound windows with the view of the ocean, the big, beautiful bathtub in the master bedroom. I poured myself a glass of wine and I floated in that tub watching the sun slowly set. I realized that I'd forgotten to pack anything to sleep in, so I borrowed her nightgown off the back of the bathroom door. I'm sure she won't mind. It barely covers my butt, and I'm a little bustier than her, so I was showing a little bit of cleavage. I crawled into bed, just enjoying the warmth of the covers, and as I was drifting off, I heard tires on the gravel outside. He came. My husband came. Oh, it made me so much happier and comfier that I just snuggled in on my side and waited for him. There's something so wonderful about knowing that your man has found you. He came in. I pretended to be asleep. He undressed and slipped into bed behind me. Naked. He doesn't usually slip into bed naked, but he spooned me and nuzzled my neck and nibbled on my ear while one hand went around and cupped my breast. I snuggled back against him, and his other hand slid down between my legs. Oh, he's not usually this good. He's massaging my breasts just so and tweaking my nipples while his finger is gently caressing me, teasing me, opening me, touching my clit just right. Oh, he's slowly getting hard behind me. I can feel his cock sliding up between my legs while his fingers slipping gently inside of me, moistening me, getting me ready. And then it's not his finger anymore. He's slipping his cock into my wet pussy. God, it feels good. I roll my hips back and press against him to get him inside, and then I'm rocking with him. He's thrusting, and he's still nuzzling and nibbling and tweaking and twisting and touching, and oh God, he feels so good. Oh, and then he's grunting in my ear while he's nibbling on my earlobe, and I'm thrusting back against him, and oh, and we both come together. I can feel him flooding me, that twitching and the cum dripping out of my pussy onto my legs as I go over the top and come with him. Oh my God, it's just so perfect. Oh, and then he grips me tightly against him and we fall asleep like that, spooning. Oh God, it's so wonderful. When I wake up in the morning, he's in the shower. Oh, I get up and I go to the kitchen and I make coffee, and I'm standing in front of the cupboard where the cups are, trying to figure out what cup to get down when he comes in, and I turn around and it's not my husband. It's my friend's husband. He looks at me just for a second, startled, and then he smiles, and I'm just standing there staring at him, wearing his wife's nightgown in their kitchen with his cum on my thighs. Oh, and he walks over to me, reaches up around me, and gets a coffee cup. He slides one hand along my hip, the silky material. He gently kisses me on the lips and says, I always did like that nightgown.